Well, I'll tell you what, I don't know about you guys, that's my dream for my kids. And it's never too late. In fact, sometimes when it occurs late, they can see the difference even more. So where does it begin? Redefining manhood and marriages in our homes. It always begins with mutual, write the word, submission. It always begins with mutual submission. We need to understand, let's back up, I'm going to keep every week. There's this umbrella that covers the entire passage about relationships. And this umbrella is submit to one another out of the fear of Christ. And he's going to talk about the marriage relationship, then the child-parent relationship, and the slave-master relationship. And all through the rest of the entire book of Ephesians, from chapter 5, 21 to the end of the book, there's this umbrella that governs. Of course, you're living out various roles and responsibilities, but it's with the sense that first and foremost, you're going to walk with God, and your goal and desire would be to love or put the other person in the relationship ahead of yourself. So that really eliminates an awful lot of the argument about role and who's the leader, who takes the first step, and who's the most powerful, and all those things become secondary. I call it the metaphor of the dance. What does mutual submission look like? I jotted this down. The word submit here is very interesting in the ancient military, it's an ancient military term. It's a compound word of hupo, to mean under, and tasso, that means to be in order or rank file. Rather than promoting self-assertion, it urges the readers to be subject or submit to one another. One commentator calls this a mutual desire to get less than one's due. Now think about that. You're in a relationship with your husband or your wife, and it's a mutual desire, instead of asserting my rights my way, it's a mutual desire to get less than you are due. It's a sweet reasonableness. An attitude that the Spirit of God is in control to consider this person that you're married to more important than yourself. Mutual submission is the dance floor itself and the space within we have the freedom to move. It requires that the man and the woman, each in lordship relationship to Christ, come to see the dance, asking each other, how can I make you successful? How can I serve you? How can I express my love in our roles together? Male chauvinism and female manipulation find no place here. They've evaporated even before the first steps begin.